The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Every morning is a new opportunity to take in the news of the day and the challenges of life and try to make sense of it all. Right now, we've got a show that tackles the topics and asks what you think. So get ready to start your day with a bold look at history as it happens. Let's learn, live, and sometimes laugh together. It's the Mark Davis Show on 660 AM, The Answer.
It's coming up on 910. Paul Gleiser sitting in for Mark Davis here in Hour 3 of the Mark Davis Show for your Thursday before Easter weekend, Good Friday. A lot of people have the day off tomorrow for Good Friday. And, of course, Sunday is Easter, and Christians celebrate the resurrection of Christ on Sunday and the hope that that resurrection brought into the world. And if there's no other reason to be a Christian, there are a lot of good reasons to be a Christian, but there's no other reason. It's for the hope that it brings in a troubled world, that this isn't the end, that in the end, it will all be okay through the redemption that is brought about by the resurrection of Christ in the Christian tradition. That's the reason to be hopeful. That's how you get through a troubled world today. So Easter Sunday on Sunday, and we in the Christian faith look forward to celebrating that. It is opening day of baseball season. The Rangers take on the Cubs in opening day to defend their World Series title. They will also, I'm told, receive their championship rings tonight. How exciting is that if you're a Texas Rangers fan and for decades you put up with mediocre baseball? Opening day today. Meanwhile, here on the radio, I'm entertaining your calls and your texts at 866-660-5759. A couple of things from the text line. Here's one. The Republicans seem more emotional now because we have started to fight back. Remember our frustrations with George W. Bush when he was attacked by the left and refused to fight back or comment. Trump came along and answered that frustration. Totally agree with you on that, texter. Wish we had names on these. Fred, you just became Fred. I totally agree with you. I remember starting in 2006, when things were going very, very badly during the Bush second term, and he was being attacked from every quarter, much of it grotesquely unfair, most of it grotesquely inaccurate, and he just stood and took it and never stood up for himself. And his defense was, well, history will be the judge. 25 years from now, we'll look back and see that I was right. But, you know, I'm not going to get in the mud with those people. Well, listen, Mr. President, I was down in the mud with him trying to defend you. I could have used a little backup. The fact that he would not defend himself, I think, was one of the reasons that he left office with such a dismal approval rating. If he had fought back, I don't think that approval rating would have been as low as it was. Totally agree with you. The fact that Trump is a fighter, I am all on board with that, which leads me to the next text. Why should Trump have to dial it back? China Joe never dialed it back and continues calling everybody that disagrees with him an extremist, white supremacist, Nazi, etc., etc. That leads into the next text. If Mark is listening, he would say, get over yourself and focus on Trump's policies and quit complaining about mean tweets and things. Trump says, policy matters, not tweets and comments. Well, all right, I don't mind Trump being a fighter. I don't mind him going hammer and tong against his opponents on policy. Where I differ with Donald Trump with respect to his style is he doesn't help himself by making a snarky comment about Nikki Haley's dress. That doesn't advance the policy agenda. It's just snarky. It's ungentlemanly. And a lot of women voters that we are going to need to vote for him if we want to win in 2024, a lot of women voters are turned off by that. Why gratuitously and needlessly turn off a voter when it doesn't advance your cause? Things like that. And it was I was in New Hampshire for the New Hampshire primary, and I forget the details. Somewhere in there, he made a snide remark about Nikki Haley's dress. Well, that's not necessary. He does things like that. That's what bothers me. He wants to get as combative as he wants to over policy. God bless him. I'm all on board. Then I have this text here. Squish, squish. I guess that's aimed at me. Whoever sent that, you don't know me, because I am not a squish. I am as solid and committed a conservative as anybody you will ever meet. I am not squishy. My beliefs are firmly held, and they are firmly conservative. The fact that I can disagree with the tactics, not the strategy, but the tactics of my candidate, does not make me a squish. Some of Donald Trump's tactics get in his way needlessly, and if he would stop that, it would be easier on all of us. We wouldn't have our hearts up in our throats. And by the way, latest polls show the election at a statistical tie. I contend that it should be a 20-point runaway, given the failures of this administration and the successes of the prior one. It should be Trump should be leading this election running away. He's got a slight edge. It should be a huge edge, and I want the huge edge. I don't want it to be close. What do you think? 866-ANGELA, Balch Springs, you're next on the Mark Davis Show.
Hello, Mr. Paul. How are you doing?
Fine, thank you. Are you really Angela, and you really in Balch Springs?
Yes, I am.
God bless you for starting the call off on the right foot. Angela, what's on your mind?
I wanted to talk about the eclipse, and I really, 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 really hope you are wrong about a chance of rain.
Well, I hope. This is not me saying that. It's the National. It's the Weather Service. It's the weather guys, and I hope they are wrong.
I hope so too. I will be joining you in prayer for that, because this is going to be a spectacular event, and it's going to bring a lot of people to my city. And so I'm looking forward to it, and I really hope and pray that the eclipse will be able to be viewed from where I'm at.
Do you have school-aged kids?
I do not.
No school-aged kids. And some, you know, there's some school districts that are actually closing on eclipse day so that, you know, when they can deal with all this. Kaufman County has declared a state of emergency. Kaufman County has declared a state of emergency out of fear of what the influx of traffic into the zone of totality is going to do to Kaufman County. I mean, that's crazy.
It's going to be big. But I can tell you the schools in my community will be open on this day, which is Mesquite ISD and Dallas ISD. I'm in a mix of both of those school districts, and they're going to be open.
Do you have your eclipse glasses?
Yes, I do.
Listen, I'll say this to everybody. I'm a photographer. I'm deeply into photography. I have my solar filter. I have a 500 millimeter lens. I mean, I'm ready to go if it happens, if we can see the sun on eclipse day. But if your solar glasses, if your filter, you put the flashlight of your iPhone up against the other side and look through it, if that light barely shows through, you have a proper filter. Anything less than that, you risk damaging your eyes, Angela. But listen, I'm with you. I hope we get to see the eclipse. It'd be the last shot in all of our lifetimes in this part of the world, and I really, really hope we get to see it. Let's pray for good weather.
Okay, thank you so much, Mr. Paul. You have a blessed day.
You too, Angela. 866-660-5759. Mary in Fort Worth, what say you?
Hey, Paul. It's extremely just an honor to speak with you. I mean, you're doing such a great job for Mark. I'm sure Mark's tickled pink about this thing. But I wanted to tell you, yesterday I wanted to call, but I didn't get a chance to. But I was so proud of Rhonda because she interceded and called this idiot moron what he was.
Yeah, and he just called. We just dumped him again. Yeah. We just dumped him right now. Yeah.
I know. I heard. And you know what, Paul? That's because we, conservative Christians, we are respectful. We don't lie to people just to get on the air and become a 10-minute what? Nobody. I don't understand. I agree with you, Paul, on a lot of the things that Mr. Trump, bless his heart, he says. We're not all perfect. But you know what? I'm not in love with the man, but I am in love with him because he loves America, and he's doing everything. You think that anybody would go through all this hell and then just come out, you know, and say, oh, you know, I'm doing this for you? He's the only one that does that. Everybody else just immediately becomes left, and they become communistic, and they don't love the United States. And you can tell they don't. This is about America. I work the elections, and I always tell people, listen, you're voting for Old Glory. Can you remember that? And that's where I come from. So I agree with you, Paul. He says some things that upset people, and you just have to go and say, hey, you know what? Not everybody's perfect, but remember one thing. This man loves the United States. If you look at all his past interviews on any talk show, that's all he talked about. I don't like what they're doing to the United States. You ever hear this evil administration say that? No, they're all pathological liars.
Well, listen, when the thing of the when I talk about sane Democrats and the loss of Joe Lieberman, which I did in the first hour, it used to be when I was growing up, my parents' Democrat friends, they loved the country. They were as patriotic as my parents were. We had a
We had
the common belief that America was a good country. Where the disagreement came was how to make it best means to make it better. But we agreed fundamentally that the country was good. We don't have that on a lot of the left, and that's really, when you boil it down, that's what the fight is about. And before I let you go, because once again I'm doing it again, I'm running long in the segment. But thank you for stepping up there for Rhonda. I did 6 hours of talk radio yesterday. I did 3 hours here in this studio, and then I went galloping home to my home studio, and I filled in for Jimmy Failla on Fox Across America. It's on about 250 radio stations across the United States. And the producer, I was telling the producer, Mike Advinsky, there at Fox in New York, about the call I had from Brian. And he went and listened to the audio on the podcast page of here, 660 AM, The Answer. He says, oh, we know that guy. He calls here too. And we and so I would say to Cody, he was Cody a few minutes ago, he was Brian yesterday, why don't you go get a job? Because, you know, I don't have time to call talk shows every day. I wouldn't be talking on this one if it weren't my job today. You know, why don't you go do something instead of just making an idiot of yourself on the radio all across the country? Mary, I appreciate your call. And I wish you a happy Easter.
Okay, you too. It's a happy resurrection, Paul.
Yeah, absolutely.
Happy resurrection.
All right, 866-660-5759. If you're on hold, we're coming to you. Don't go away. More of the Mark Davis Show is coming up.
660 AM, The Answer. Traffic Watch.
Accident has the two right lanes blocked off on 635 eastbound at Preston. 25-minute slowdowns back from Webb Chapel. On Loop 12 Walton Walker, northbound at Trinity River Elm Fork, a stall blocks the right lane. Debris been cleared in Grapevine, 360 northbound at Stone Myers. This report is sponsored by Indeed.com. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Their end-to-end solution helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all year round. Schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from your Indeed dashboard. Learn more by visiting Indeed.com/credit card. Now you know what's going on. I'm Warren Shore, 660 AM The Answer, Traffic Watch.
Plenty of sunshine, a high near 72. Clear and windy tonight, a low of 56. Gusty winds, 35 miles per hour. Tomorrow, sunny, a high of 77. Also going to be windy on Saturday, sunny, a high near 80. More of the Mark Davis Show coming up in a moment on 660 AM The Answer.
Hey, it's Mark Davis. These are tough times. So many Americans worrying about their ability to retire comfortably in a world of increasing turbulence and uncertainty. We're confronted by a divided nation, invasive government, overreach, inflation, war, political crises, market volatility. These are the new norms. Amid this chaos, investors are finding stability and protection in their portfolios with physical gold and silver. If you want protection and security in your retirement portfolio, call My Gold Company, Harvard Gold Group, BBB approved, 5-star ratings across the board. They make buying and selling so simple and easy. Got a low price guarantee always and up to 15 grand in free promotional metals. You can crisis-proof your retirement account with a physical precious metals IRA or have gold shipped directly to the location of your choice. Call Harvard Gold Group now, 844-977-GOLD, 844-977-GOLD, free investment guide, or visit them online at HarvardGoldGroup.com, HarvardGoldGroup.com, 844-977-GOLD, or HarvardGoldGroup.com.
If you're suffering from burning, tingling, or numb feet, you need to pay special attention as we discuss neuropathy with Dr. Wayne Sterin, D.C. Dr. Sterin, what is neuropathy?
Peripheral neuropathy is actually damage to the nerves, most often in the feet, legs, and hands.
And what are the symptoms?
The major symptoms are numbness, tingling, burning, muscle cramps, coldness in hands and feet, and problems with balance.
Is neuropathy treatable?
It's absolutely treatable, and we can get some great results. Call 469-482-9392 today to schedule a nerve damage screening. Your nerve damage screening will tell you if you are at risk for serious complications and if you are a candidate for our innovative treatment program. Don't wait until your symptoms are so severe that there is nothing that can be done. End-stage neuropathy leaves people confined to walkers, wheelchairs, and even amputations.
Call 469-482-9392. The first 25 callers will receive a free nerve damage screening. Call 469-482-9392.
Hey, everybody. Charlie Kirk here. You've heard me talk about why refi for some time now. Yes, many of my colleagues do as well. What makes why refi so different from other investments? Well, let's quickly break it down. Why refi offers a secure collateralized portfolio with a strong fixed rate of return up to 10.25%. There's no attack on your principal if you ever need your money back and you're in control. You can let your investment compound daily or take income, whatever you choose. There are absolutely no fees, and an investment in Why Refi is an investment in America's future. Simply call 888-YREFI-24. That is 888-YREFI-24. When you call, you will not get a sales pitch, just the info you need to see if Why Refi is a better investment option for you. Or log on to investyrefy.com. That is invest, the letter Y, then refy.com. Make sure you tell them Charlie Kirk sent you. I recently met with these guys. They're terrific. That is invest, the letter Y, then refy.com.
Hey, it's Mark Davis. If springtime is big home project time and it's not something you want to do yourself, it's time to call a contractor. But stop. The first thing you should do before calling a contractor is consult thegoodcontractorslist.com. Thegoodcontractorslist.com. What's that? It's a list of great contractors. They've been asked all the right questions by the keepers of the list. How long y'all been around? Pricing structures, business practices, quality of workmanship, happy customers. If all those questions come back thumbs up and green lights, boom, they're on the list. And you can find them there for free at thegoodcontractorslist.com. It's where you go to find all kinds of work, enter your zip code, the kind of work you need done, and there you are. Proceed with confidence because they've got $10,000 on the table of we're going to get personally involved money if anything ever goes sideways with any job you secure through thegoodcontractorslist.com. So proceed with confidence. Time to find a contractor. Time to look at the list. Thegoodcontractorslist.com.
The answer is now on FM in full HD. Set your preset to 94.9 FM HD2. This is The Answer.
Paul Gleiser sitting in for Mark Davis here at 6:60 a.m. The Answer. Between now and the top of the hour, it's your calls and your texts at 866-660-5759. I led off the show talking about, as the sanity left the Democratic Party, Joe Lieberman, a man I consider to be a sane Democrat, died yesterday at the age of 82. I thought he was a principled man. He stood up and called Bill Clinton out when no other Democrat would for Bill Clinton's misbehavior in the White House, his unseemly behavior that, among other things, kind of normalized things at one time would have appalled us. So, and Joe Lieberman took the slings and arrows of his party to call Bill Clinton out. That's what I call a sane Democrat. Here's something that that makes me fall off my chair when I think about it. I'm about to largely agree with something Bill Maher said recently on his show about the Democratic Party. Listen to this cut. Love to hear your comments on this. Here's Bill Maher.
The liberal group MoveOn.org, formed in 1998 to urge Republicans to move on from the Clinton impeachment. Today's Democrats should move on from identity politics. It's not working. It's not working for them or for us. Democrats are hemorrhaging the very voters they think they're pandering to. The Financial Times writes, Democrats are going backwards faster with voters of color than any other demographic, and suggests the reason is that a less racially divided America is an America where people vote more based on their beliefs than their identity. Exactly. Far-left liberals are living in an old paradigm. Americans don't fit into neat little boxes anymore. Who has the number one country song right now? Beyonce.
Did you ever think you'd agree with something Bill Maher said? 866-660-5759. Paul Gleiser sitting in for Mark Davis. The last half hour of the show is coming up. Stick around. It's 9:35. It's Paul Gleiser sitting in for Mark Davis, 6:60 a.m. The Answer. And this is my invitation to you. Follow my weekly column at youtellmetexas.com. Don't follow it this week because I'm taking the week off. I'm not writing a piece this week, but every other Friday, I put a piece up at youtellmetexas.com. I say what's on my mind. I invite your commentary in return. And that's why we named it what we named it. YouTellMeTexas.com. Follow me there. You can subscribe. Just, I would like you to be a part of the conversation. A lot of folks do, and would like to have you in the group. Meanwhile, want to hear from you at 866-660-5759. I led off the show this morning, 7 o'clock hour, just coming right out of the top, by acknowledging and mourning the loss of Joe Lieberman. Joe Lieberman, a senator from Connecticut, vice presidential candidate in 2004, in 2000, ran against George W. Bush, ran with Al Gore against George W. Bush. A sane guy. I met him one time. He's a consummate gentleman, a very, very nice man, and he wasn't completely crazy. I mean, my point being, I disagreed with much, if not most, of his policy positions, but I didn't consider him to be completely insane. And he was a man of some good quality principle. I played this cut in the first hour. Let me play it for you again. Here he is going against the grain of his own party, against just about every other, all the rest of his colleagues on the left-hand side, on the Democrat side of the aisle in the Senate, going against them and denouncing and criticizing Bill Clinton for his behavior that led to Bill Clinton's impeachment. Here's what Senator Lieberman said.
The last 3 weeks have been dominated by a cacophony of media and political voices calling for impeachment or resignation or censure, while a lesser chorus implores us to move on and get this matter behind us. Appealing as that latter option may be to many people who are understandably weary of this crisis, the transgressions the president has admitted to are too consequential for us to walk away and leave the impression for our children today and for our posterity tomorrow that what he acknowledges he did within the White House is acceptable behavior for our nation's leader. On the contrary, as I have said, it is wrong and unacceptable and should be followed by some measure of public rebuke and accountability.
That was Joe Lieberman in 1998. Speaking about the behavior of Bill Clinton, the very behavior that led to Bill Clinton's impeachment. He was, of course, acquitted in the Senate. There never was much chance that he was going to be convicted and removed from office, but it was, I thought, a useful exercise. Now, the trouble is we have taken impeachment. By the way, he wasn't impeached for playing around with Monica Lewinsky. He was impeached for lying under oath. He was impeached for giving false testimony in a case where he was being sued by Paula Jones for his distasteful behavior that he eventually, by the way, didn't get a lot of publicity, but he eventually settled that for a lot of money. And the day he left office, the way they dealt with his transgressions against the court, they suspended his Arkansas law license and suspended his right to practice before the Supreme Court. Didn't matter. He had no intention of practicing law. But he did get slapped on the wrist for what he did. There was a consequence. At least at one time we thought what he did was unacceptable. But on the subject of Bill Clinton, was Bill Clinton a sane Democrat? Let me play you this clip, and you might be inclined to think so, and consider the position in this clip versus the position held by the Democratic administration now. Here's Bill Clinton in 1995.
Our administration has moved aggressively to secure our borders more by hiring a record number of new border guards, by deporting twice as many criminal aliens as ever before, by cracking down on illegal hiring, by barring welfare benefits to illegal aliens. In the budget I will present to you, we will try to do more to speed the deportation of illegal aliens who are arrested for crimes, to better identify illegal aliens in the workplace, as recommended by the commission headed by former Congresswoman Barbara Jordan. We are a nation of immigrants, but we are also a nation of laws. It is wrong and ultimately self-defeating for a nation of immigrants to permit the kind of abuse of our immigration laws we have seen in recent years, and we must do more to stop it.
What happened to the Democratic Party that was sitting there applauding Bill Clinton for those remarks? Do they bear any resemblance whatsoever to what's going on now? Bill Clinton and the words he was speaking there in 1995 sound like Donald Trump today. This is the point that I try to make about the Democratic Party. When people say, well, both parties have gotten extreme, I reject that premise. The Republican Party, to whatever degree it has shifted right, it is nowhere close to how far left the Democratic Party has shifted. The Republican Party is seen as extreme, but it's seen as extreme mostly because of the outsized and extreme nature of Donald Trump's personality. The policy positions of the Republican Party, show me a policy position of the Republican Party that is in any way materially different from the Republican Party of Ronald Reagan in the 1980s. Show me that. And when I say that, I never can get anybody to say, yeah, well, here, how about this, Paul? It never happens. 866-660-5759. The Democratic Party of today will not denounce what Joe Biden has done on the southern border. The Democratic Party of today would not tolerate those remarks from Bill Clinton. They might if they came from Bill Clinton, but not from any Republican. That speech, that line, that passage from Bill Clinton about immigration, you heard it there at the end of the clip. It drew applause. It was supported. That was responsible, sane, lives on planet Earth. I'm looking for the word, not crazy immigration policy. What we're doing today is crazy. And as Bill Maher said in the clip I played before the break at the bottom of the hour, it is policy that is driving away the very voters to whom the Biden administration seeks to pander. I think they miscalculated, because I think they believe that if they let tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions of poor people from Latin American countries into the country, it would help them with the Hispanic vote. I think it's doing just the opposite. I think that immigration has moved, in some polls, has moved ahead of the economy as the number one issue on voters' minds. It's almost never the case that the economy isn't number one. It's the economy, stupid. James Carville, the economy is always number one. Immigration in this country is such a problem that it has moved into first place in a lot of the polls of people's attitudes about what matters to them here in the 2024 election. But there was Bill Clinton saying something sane and responsible. What happened to that Democratic Party? Bill Clinton was the hero of the Democratic Party. He was their guy. He was huge. Bill Clinton is in the House. I was at the Democratic convention in 2012 when he gave the keynote, and there wasn't a dry eye in the place. So what happened to those Democrats? Bill Clinton, what he said there is positively Churchillian compared to what we're getting from the Democrats now. And here's the choice that we're making. I'm going to play you a piece of audio from Joe Biden from February, just a month ago, a little over a month and a half ago. Joe Biden was talking about the Israeli-Hamas war. This is the president of the United States, the leader of the free world, during a time when a second war has broken out on his watch. This is the president of the United States. I want you to listen to this man, who's supposedly the leader of the free world, try to get through a statement on Hamas. Listen to this.
There is some movement, and maybe choose my words. There's some movement. There's been a response from the opposition, but from Hamas.
He couldn't remember who it was he was talking about. A hot war has broken out, and he can't remember who the combatants are. This is the man that wants to be reelected for four more years as Commander-in-Chief of the American Armed Forces. This is the man who wants to be reelected to four more years as the titular head of the leader of the free world. This guy who more of these things happen with every passing week. I can't lay hands on the clip, but yeah, day before yesterday, Joe Biden was in North Carolina, and Karine Jean-Pierre was interviewed by the talk host at WBT Radio in Charlotte, North Carolina. And he asked her straight up. He said, "People are asking this question. I have to ask you. Does Joe Biden have dementia?" And she said, "That's an offensive question." And she said, "Have a great day," and hung up. That's condensing it, but that's what happened. Notice that she didn't say no. And here's the thing about the way politics in America goes today. If it had been Kayleigh McEnany asked the same question about Donald Trump, if a reporter or a talk host or a talking head on TV had asked Kayleigh McEnany, "Does Donald Trump have dementia?" and she had changed the subject and hung up the phone, the headline, the story in the mainstream media everywhere you looked was, "White House spokesperson refuses to deny that Trump has dementia." Karine Jean-Pierre refused to say no. She just objected to the question, and then she tried to shift it to, "This president has done more to bring down prices, and prices are going down," which is a false statement, true, because she pointed to groceries. Grocery prices have not come down. They've just stopped rising as quickly as they were. But that aside, she changed the subject, said, "Have a nice day," and hung up, rather than address the question, is the man losing his marbles? Are all the lights on when you flip on the switch? When you plug in the Christmas tree lights, do all the bulbs light up? And she refused to answer the question. And it's a fair question. You listen to a clip like that and you go, my goodness, this is a guy who wants to, who has command authority of the American armed forces. This is the guy who is the titular head of NATO. He's the commander-in-chief of the United States Armed Forces, far and away the biggest component of NATO. So he's the guy that's supposed to be defending Western Europe. And he can't even name the names of the combatants in a war that just broke out. Well, so what happens if we don't have Joe Biden? Here's the other person on the ticket. Here's Kamala Harris.
So I think it's very important, as you have heard from so many incredible leaders, for us at every moment in time, and certainly this one, to see the moment in time in which we exist and are present, and to be able to contextualize it, to understand where we exist in the history and in the moment as it relates not only to the past, but the future.
Huh? Yeah, it's... If you look up word salad in the dictionary, there's a little picture of Kamala Harris there. So Kamala Harris just mouths words, but there's no substance. And I don't know if she'd be worse or better than Joe Biden. She was in neither case would she be acceptable as the president of the United States. And that's what the Democrats have put up. This is the best they got, evidently, because they didn't bring anybody else forward. So what happened to the Democratic Party of Daniel Patrick Moynihan and Joe Lieberman and even Tip O'Neill and even Bill Clinton? Where is that Democratic Party? And how come it's boiled down to these octogenarians who can't even get a sentence out if they're reading it off the teleprompter? And a vice president who basically can't state a coherent thought, just strings meaningless words together. This is our choice, or it's Donald Trump. And you've heard me objecting to Donald Trump's verbal excesses. I will continue to do so because I think they get in his way. But having acknowledged that, he is clearly the winner on policy, and he is clearly more competent to lead the country than what we have on the Democrat side. What happened to the Democrats that could put up a worthy opponent? Where is that Democratic Party? This is what we're dealing with. This is our choice in the United States today. I don't think it's a choice. I think it's very clear who you have to vote for. And I don't care how much you are personally repelled by Donald Trump's style. It's either him or this guy who can't get through a sentence. And by the way, happens to be wrong on every important policy, and You've got to focus on the fact that for the first time in history, we don't have we have two candidates running for president, both of whom have a record as president. We have a Donald Trump with a 4-year record as president. We have Joe Biden with his 3.5 years of record as president. We can put them literally side by side, and the choice becomes pretty clear, in my opinion. I don't see how in the world that this race is neck and neck, given what we know and what we can see with our own eyes. Paul Gleiser, we're Mark Davis here on 660 AM The Answer. More of the show coming up. It's the bottom of the ninth here on the Mark Davis Show on this Thursday with Paul Gleiser sitting in for Mark. But we await the top of the first later today at 6:35 at Globe Life Field as the Texas Rangers take the field to defend their World Series title that they won in October. I don't know about you, but somewhere in there in late August, early September, they had that swoon, and I wrote them off. But I went to a game with a pal of mine and watched them play against the Boston Red Sox, and they won, and they looked pretty good, but I'd still written them off. And then under the tutelage and the brilliant management of Bruce Bochy, and with a beat-up bullpen and a little bit of a shaky starting rotation, the Rangers put it together and managed to win the World Series. They could begin defending that title tonight. God bless them. Let's hope that they have a successful 2024 campaign. Hey, thank you for listening. It's been a real pleasure filling in these past 3 days. Mark will return on Monday. Thank you, Technical Director Matt. Thank you very much, Rhonda K. Moreland, for defending the integrity.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.